Track 9, celebrating a British invention that changed the world. We take a look at the celebrations that are happening in Norfolk to mark the 200th anniversary of the modern railway.
This month marks a milestone moment for a British invention that changed the world forever, transforming our lives and livelihoods in ways that were previously unimaginable. The birth of the modern railway, with the opening of the Stockton and Darlington Railway, the S&DR, on the 27th of September 1825, signalled the start of a global revolution in how we live, trade, work and play. Rail's bicentenary is being celebrated during 2025 in a year-long campaign called Railway 200. You can find information at railway200.co.uk, covering the past, present and future of rail. The origins of the railway started in the 16th century with coal, when horse-drawn wagons would carry this precious resource to markets and homes. But it wasn't until George Stephenson drove locomotion number 1, 26 miles between Shildon, Darlington and Stockton in the northeast of England, that the modern railway was born. The historic launch of the S&DR was, says the National Railway Museum, the first steam-hauled, fare-paying passenger journey on a public railway. 5 years later, in 1830, the world's first intercity passenger rail service was introduced with the opening of the Liverpool and Manchester Railway. During the Industrial Revolution, the impact and influence of the railway boom was immense, similar to that of the birth of the internet in the digital age. The railway crossed continents, created countries, and connected communities. It boosted economic prosperity and revolutionised our lives socially, environmentally, and culturally, giving people, many people, a sense of their national identity for the first time. Many of the early rail lines built around the globe were constructed in challenging and sometimes dangerous circumstances, not reflecting modern-day working practices. Today, the railway continues to be as relevant to our lives as ever. It gives us access to jobs, housing, leisure, and many other opportunities. It delivers the goods and services we want and takes lorries off our roads. The UK mainline railway recognises that there are many things still to fix on a busier, more congested network, such as simpler fares and improved performance, as much of the industry transitions to a planned, simpler, greener and more digitally driven future under Great British Railways. As an anniversary campaign, Railway 200 has helped to bring the rail industry together, strengthening its relationship with the communities it serves, encouraging more people to travel by train, and attracting the next generation of pioneering talent to a wide range of career opportunities. The campaign has already won the Outstanding Contribution to Tourism Award from Visit England. To date, there have been more than 2,000 activities and events, many registered on an interactive map on the Railway 200 website. These include a whistle-up of 200 locomotives blowing horns and whistles on New Year's Day across 5 continents, a commemorative rail coin from the Royal Mint, an anniversary rail sale offering 2 million cut-price tickets for days out, heritage railway festivals and galas, a global poll to choose the best-loved UK railway network. The winner was Train Landscape by Eric Revilius. A Railway 200 merchandise range, retailed by the Science Museum Group. The launch of a Great Rail Tales podcast series, inviting people to share their rail-related stories. You can find this at railway200.co.uk/stories/great-rail-tales. Train namings, talks, presentations, competitions, a train maze, floral displays, open days, trade shows, community rail activity, and much more. Railway 200 has launched a unique exhibition train called Inspiration, which has embarked on a 60-stop, 12-month tour of Britain to rave reviews, and which visited Norwich in August. The eye-catching four-carriage train, Britain's newest visitor attraction, is emblazoned with the words past, present, future, and together. Curated in partnership with the National Railway Museum and supported by a grant from the National Lottery Heritage Fund and generous funding from Porterbrook, Inspiration is packed with interactive hands-on displays and exhibits showcasing railway innovation and some of the more hidden roles in rail, such as drone pilot, ecologist, freight manager and coder. The National Railway Museum also celebrates its 50th anniversary, including the reopen of Station Hall, following a multi-million pound refurbishment. And look out for documentaries on Channel 4 and on BBC 2 with Michael Portillo, as well as tuning in to BBC Radio 3, which will be dedicating its programming on the 27th of September to mark rail's milestone moment. BBC Radio 2 has already launched a bicentennial-inspired 21st century folk project, which captures people's rail stories and turns them into moving, emotionally charged songs written and performed by leading folk musicians. For more information on Railway 200 and how to get involved, visit railway200.co.uk. Did you know the railway played a key role in standardising time? Previously, there were different time zones across the UK, which was a recipe for timetable chaos and a safety risk. The railway introduced mass tourism and helped to create coastal resorts such as Great Yarmouth and Cromer, as well as railway towns such as Swindon, Crewe, Doncaster and York. The railway brought fish and chips to our staple diet. Before the railway, fresh fish could not be carried to the coast from the coast to cities. The railway played a massive role in the First and Second World Wars, helping to carry evacuees to safety, bringing troops home, looking after them in ambulance trains, and carrying munitions and military equipment to where they were needed. The railway has inspired artists, musicians, writers and filmmakers down the ages and continues to be a source of inspiration, for example, Hogwarts Express in Harry Potter. The creation of a rail network made a national sports calendar possible. Trains carried people to sporting events, including the legendary White Horse FA Cup final in 1923, played at Wembley for the first time. And the railway established Manchester United, now one of the biggest sporting brands in the world. The club was founded in 1878 by engineers from the carriage and wagon department of the Lancashire and Yorkshire Railway Depot in Newton Heath. And a few more facts. Today, there are more than 2,500 train stations in Great Britain. The most used is London Liverpool Street, which is, of course, where you catch the train from the capital to Diss and Norwich. And as of March the 31st, 2024, there were 15,107 railway vehicles registered in operation for passenger train operators. 71% of them electric, 19% diesel, 7% bi-mode, and 3% were loco-hauled. A total of 1,610 million passenger journeys were made between April 2023 and March 2024 in Great Britain.